Welcome to Campfire Stories with Polymath Panda, presented by Storytime Hero. Gather round the campfire, little ones. I'm Polymath Panda, and tonight I have a wonderful adventure for you. Imagine a place where the water is as blue as a sapphire, and the sunbeams dance like golden ribbons deep below the surface. Our brave young hero, just like you, found a magical diving helmet that let them breathe underwater. With a big splash, you plunged into the Coral Kingdom, where every shell has a story and every current hums a song. Are you ready to see what's hidden under the waves?
Floating through the crystal clear water, you noticed something very peculiar. Usually, when a great white shark swims by, the other fish hide behind rocks. But today, you saw a massive shark named Finley. He wasn't chasing anyone. Instead, Finley was wearing a tiny polka dot apron and humming a happy tune. He was carefully plucking long strands of emerald green kelp from the sea floor. You swam closer, your bubbles tickling your ears, wondering why a shark would be interested in plants. Finley looked up, gave a wide, toothy grin, and waved a fin. He looked very happy and very peaceful indeed.
Finley invited you to sit on a soft sponge.
"Hello, little adventurer," he boomed, his voice like the deep rumble of the tide. "Would you like to try some of my specialty seaweed salad?"
You watched in amazement as the great white shark tossed a bowl of sea lettuce with salty vinaigrette. Most sharks hunt for fish, but Finley preferred the garden under the sea. He explained that he never quite felt right eating like the other sharks. It made him sad. He decided to try something different, even if it meant being unique. You were quite surprised and intrigued.
Finley leaned in and whispered a secret word. "I am an herbivore," he said proudly. "Can you say that word with me? Herbivore." An herbivore is a living creature that chooses to eat only plants, like grass, leaves, or in Finley's case, crunchy kelp and sea grapes. Being an herbivore made Finley feel light and full of joy. "It's my lifestyle choice," he explained, "and it makes my heart happy." You realized that even though he looked like a scary predator, Finley was a gentle giant who loved a good green leafy snack from the ocean floor. What a discovery!
But not everyone in the Coral Kingdom understood. A group of tough-looking sharks, led by a grumpy fellow named Barnaby, swam circles around Finley.
"Sharks don't eat salad," Barnaby scoffed, his tummy rumbling loudly. "You're supposed to be fierce, not a gardener."
The other sharks looked tired and sluggish, their fins drooping in the water. They didn't have much energy because they hadn't found any snacks all day. Finley didn't get angry. He just smiled and offered them a taste of his green kelp ribbons. The tough sharks turned up their noses and swam away, feeling very grumpy and hungry.
Finley had a brilliant idea to show them how great plants could be. "I'm opening an underwater juice bar," he declared. You decided to help your new friend. Together, you gathered colorful sea berries and glowing plankton to decorate a beautiful counter made of driftwood. You helped Finley blend super seaweed shakes and coral cactus smoothies. The shop was bright, bubbly, and smelled like fresh ocean rain. You even painted a big sign that said Finley's Green Fuel Station. It was the first of its kind in the deep blue sea, and you were so proud of Finley's creative and brave courage.
Word spread through the reef about the shark who made drinks out of grass. Slowly, curious sea creatures began to line up. A shy turtle ordered a kelp fizz, and a school of neon tetras shared a tiny drop of algae nectar. Even the crabs came to see the shark in the apron. Finley worked hard, blending and stirring with his fins.
He was choosing to do what he loved, despite what the bigger sharks thought. You watched as the customer's eyes brightened and they started zipping around with newfound energy. The juice bar was becoming a truly massive success.
Suddenly, the Great Reef Race was announced. It was a long-distance swim that required a lot of stamina. Barnaby and the other traditional sharks lined up at the start, looking very sleepy.
"I'm too tired to swim that far," Barnaby groaned.
Finley swam up, offering them bright green kelp shakes.
"These are packed with vitamins," Finley explained. "They give you the energy of 1,000 waves."
Feeling desperate and hungry, Barnaby took a big gulp. His eyes went wide. His tail started to wiggle with a sudden burst of power. One by one, the other sharks drank up every drop.
The race began, and the sharks shot through the water like silver rockets. Thanks to Finley's herbivore snacks, they didn't get tired once. They zipped past the finish line, laughing and splashing. After the race, Barnaby swam back to Finley's juice bar.
"I'm sorry I teased you," he said, blushing. "Your green shakes are amazing. I feel better than I ever have."
Finley beamed with pride. He had stayed true to himself, and in doing so, he helped his friends feel better too. The ocean was now a place where every single shark could choose their own happy, healthy path.
Underwater party lasted until the moon rose over the waves. You hugged Finley goodbye, knowing you had made a brand new friend for life. And that's tonight's campfire tale. Remember, it's okay to choose a lifestyle that makes you happy, even if it's different from what others expect. Finley found his joy in being an herbivore, and you can find joy in being exactly who you are. If you loved this story, ask your grown-up to visit storytimehero.ai, where families can create personalized storybooks made just for their kids. Until next time, friends, keep that imagination burning bright.